Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 16, Scene 4, Prayers of Nagapatnis Continued. O dear Lord Krishna, we are simply astonished to see that our husband is so fortunate as to have the dust of your lotus feet upon his head. This is a fortune sought after by great saintly persons. Even the goddess of fortune underwent severe austerities just to have the blessing of the dust of your lotus feet. So how is it that Kaliya is so easily getting this dust on his head? We have heard from authoritative sources that those who are blessed with the dust of your lotus feet do not care even for the highest post within this universe, namely the post of Lord Brahma, or kingship of the heavenly planets, or sovereignty of this planet. Nor do such persons desire to rule the planets above this earth, such as Siddhaloka. Nor do they aspire for the mystic powers achieved by the yoga process. Nor do the pure devotees aspire for liberation by becoming one with you. Our Lord Krishna, although Kaliya is born in a species of life which is fostered by the most abominable modes of material nature, accompanied with the quality of anger, this king of the serpents has achieved something very, very rare. Living entities who are wandering within this universe and getting different species of life can very easily achieve the greatest benediction only by your mercy. It is also confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the living entities are wandering within the universe in various species of life, but by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master, they can get the seed of devotional service, and thus their path of liberation can be cleared. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, our dear Lord Krishna. Because you are the Supreme Person, you are living as the Supersoul within every living entity. Although you are transcendental to the cosmic manifestation, everything is resting in you. You are the personified, indefatigable, eternal time. The entire time force is existing in you, and you are therefore the seer and the embodiment of total time in the shape of past, present, future, month, day, hour, moment, everything. In other words, O Lord, you can perfectly see all the activities happening in every moment, in every hour, in every day, in every year, past, present, and future. You yourself are the universal form, and yet you are still different from this universe. You are simultaneously one and different from the universe. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you. You are yourself the whole universe, and yet you are the creator of the whole universe. You are the superintendent and maintainer of this whole universe, and you are its original cause. Although you are present within this universe by your three qualitative incarnations, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, you are transcendental to the material creation. Although you are the cause of the appearance of all kinds of living entities, their senses, their lives, their minds, their intelligence. You are to be realized by your internal energy. So let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, who are unlimited, finer than the finest, the center of all creation, and knower of everything. Different varieties of philosophical speculators try to reach you. You are the ultimate goal of all philosophical efforts, and you are actually described by all philosophies and by different kinds of doctrines. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the origin of all scripture and the source of knowledge. You are the root of all evidences, and you are the supreme person who can bestow upon us the supreme knowledge. You are the cause of all kinds of desires, and you are the cause of all kinds of satisfaction. You are the Vedas personified. Therefore, we offer you our respectful obeisances. Our dear Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Krishna. And you are also the Supreme Enjoyer, now having appeared as the son of Vasudeva, who is a manifestation of the pure state of goodness. You are the predominating deity of mind and intelligence known as Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And you are the Lord of all Vaishnavas. By your expansion as Chaturbhuha, namely Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, you are the cause of the development of mind and intelligence. By your activities only, the living entities become covered by forgetfulness or discover their real identity. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter. Lord Krishna is sitting as the Supersoul in everyone's heart, and due to Krishna's presence, the living entity either forgets or revives his or her original identity.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.